Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 89, a chill day, ha ha ha. So, a chill day, well, what's a chill day first of all? Well, it's a day that you do absolutely not very much. It's a lazy day, it's a complete unwind, it's a complete relax, where maybe you hang around in your pajamas, maybe you eat junk food all day, maybe you just watch TV all day, maybe you can't even account for your day, maybe you're just hungover for the day. Basically, you're not fruitful, you're not productive, you're doing nothing of any kind of merit or substance. So do you regularly have a chill day? Now here's the thing, I'm not against chill days, but there are people that I talk to every week, and every week we have the same conversation. Are you doing anything for the weekend? And they pretty much tell me that they're just gonna chill. Now my issue with a chill day is that if you feel you're not in the position that you want to be in life, if you're not where you wish you were, if you're not doing the things you wish you were doing, if you don't have the things you wish you had, if you haven't had the life experience that you wish you could achieve or wish you could afford or wish you would have done, then you haven't earned the right to have a chill day. Now, it's a very strong statement. But if your mental health is tied to your position or your status in life and you're not happy with where you're at, a chill day, and even a holiday, which is the ultimate chill day, it's like 2 weeks of chilling, is just going to make you more unhappy, because it's a vicious circle. If you're not happy with your life, so you decide to use a bit of escapism to get away from your life, that's stopping you from actually fixing the problem, and you're going to just keep going around in the circle. You're going to be unhappy with your current status. When I say status, I'm talking about, you know, your position in your own mind, your career, your financial position, your material possessions, the car you drive, the places you hang out. I mean, it's totally up to you to define your own status. It's not other people. It's not a judgmental thing. It's totally up to you to define where you wish your status to be. And if you're not happy with the level that you're at, if you think you should be further along the track, if you think you should have had achieved more, gotten more recognition, or be more well off, have less money worries, or, you know, have a better car, whatever, then each chill day, each holiday, each escapism, each weekend off, weekend away, all of that is actually being more destructive on your own mental health, because it's not fixing the overall problem. You're just temporarily masking it. So if you're not at the position in life that you wish to be, if there's things that you want to achieve, if you have goals set out, if you're procrastinating, a chill day is not going to fix that. You haven't earned a chill day. So get on it, get after it. And if it takes you working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, absolutely busting your butt to get you into a better position to earn an actual chill day or to earn a holiday, then so be it. But if you're holidaying, if you're chilling, if you're constantly taking time out and constantly relaxing, but you've got loads more to achieve, then, I mean, it's going to obviously not help you live your fulfilled life. Now, if your life is totally in balance and you work hard and you're happy with your lot and you're doing well, then obviously I wouldn't begrudge you a chill day. That's not what I'm talking about at all. But I'm talking about people who wish to achieve more. There's a lot of famous people, bloggers and vloggers and motivational speakers, and they're basically saying that, you know, if you're unhappy in your job 9 to 5 or 9 to 6 p.m. or whatever it is, what the hell are you doing with your hours in the evening? The hours in your evening should be spent on your side hustle or building up something so that you can finally escape your 9-to-5 if it makes you so unhappy. So I understand what they mean. They might deliver it in a corny, cheesy, cringy way, of which I hope I don't come across to you in the same way. But I do understand what they're saying. And they're basically saying, if you're unhappy with your lot, don't be taking massive amounts of time off. It's the opposite that you need. So it's very easy to say, now I've broken all these rules. I mean, I've been on the side of it where you're unhappy with certain things. So what do? You bury your head in your sand and you opt for a bit of escapism. So I've done all that, but it doesn't fix your current situation. If you want to achieve more, you're not going to by, you know, having all your evenings off, having your weekends off, going on long breaks. You're going to be stuck in that vicious circle. And you're only going to come back unhappier. You know that dread when you were growing up on a Sunday evening, that dread that used to hit your stomach when you knew it was school the next day and you hadn't got your homework done? Or was that just me? So that kind of dread, well, people get that dread. Maybe it's you before you have to go back to work as an adult. So you get that whole Sunday is written off with the worry of you've got work the next day on the Monday. So you can't even enjoy your Sunday. If that is your life, then you really should think about getting more stuck in the short term to have long-term gains. It's not going to be forever. This whole, you know, absolutely busting your ass and working towards what you want. I mean, once you've gotten to a level that you're a little bit more satisfied with or a little bit more comfortable with, then by all means, then schedule your chill day. If you've gone flat out Monday to Saturday, achieving as much as you can, and you're happy with where you're at, and this, you don't really have a desire for that much more, then absolutely take the Sunday off. But if it's a case of you want more out of life, you want to squeeze the maximum out of life, then you're going to have to really make sure that you invest every minute that you have and every hour. Look, this is the hard part. It's balancing out your life. We are all trying to balance out your life, and it's a daily struggle. It's not just a yearly struggle or a decade struggle or a weekly or monthly. This can be minute by minute, doing the right thing, making sure that you're productive within your job, within your business, within your side hustle, that you're, you know, a decent family member, that you're looking after, if you've got people that you look after, if you've got kids or if you've got, you know, parents that you look after, you're trying to be everything to everybody. If you're in a relationship, if you have hobbies, you know, you're trying to keep your relationships up with your friends, which can be hard enough when you're going at it. And I do think it's possible to do all these things, but you have to have good time management and you have to be dedicated and be looking at the overall picture. So, I mean, 3 or 4 hours of long lunches are, you know, just scanning the internet are, you know, just mindlessly watching television. I'm not totally against television. I've watched a lot of television in my time. I'm just saying that if you want to be more successful than you are now, you really should minimize your chill time. You should really minimize your relaxation time. And I think people relax more now than ever. I think, you know, the Netflix generation relaxes more than ever. I sound like a right owl lad, but you know what I mean. Netflix and chill, I mean, that's what, a whole day, a whole weekend. Box sets make you binge watch the internet, just scanning through Instagram, Facebook. All of these things aren't productive towards you and your goals and you and your path in life. So it is something that you're going to have to think about. We reward ourselves with far too much chilling and far too long chilling. I mean, read something that not only entertains you, but you're going to learn something from that is within the area that you're looking to develop further in. Read something, watch something a little bit more productive, write yourself, do whatever it takes. Educate yourself in the area in your own subject matter that you know, do whatever it takes. Spend your time wisely. This time that you have isn't going to be replaced. You're not going to be getting any more at the end of your days. You know, you've got what you've got. We don't know what it's going to be. So therefore, use it wisely. Treat time as a scarce commodity. What do millionaires and billionaires wish they had? They wish they had more time. I'm sure they wish they had more money as well, but it's time. So you're gonna be at the stage sometime in your life, maybe now, maybe not now, maybe in the future, maybe a short future, maybe the long future, but you're gonna be at a stage where you're going to wish that you had more time. So make sure that you use your time wisely. Make sure that you get stuck in. The fruits of your labor, whatever you do now, if you take the bit of pain now, in other words, if you get stuck in now and you're going to build a stronger future. If you leave it to the future when, you know, you haven't got as many days ahead, or your body might be kind of giving up, your mind could even be giving up, it's to put yourself in a disadvantaged position. There's plenty of days to chill in the future. There's plenty of genuine rewards when you've actually achieved something to book a holiday or to book a trip, and not just fantasy and escapism. If you're looking to succeed, or you're looking to achieve more, or you're not happy with your current position, or you want to feel that you're advancing, now isn't the time for the chilling and relaxing and entertainment and playing and just hanging out or having fun. If you're a success oriented person, you're going to know what I mean. Now, if you're not, you're going to think this is absolutely ridiculous advice, because if you're more of a free spirit and you take each day as it comes, you know what, the success sensei probably isn't for you, because you're already satisfied. You're not striving for more. But anyone who is striving for more, anyone that wants to really, go skidding through the brakes of hell with the handbrake broken, and the body completely shattered and worn out from maximizing life, then needs to kind of relax on the relaxed days, needs to chill out on the chill days. In other words, reduce them as much as possible and get stuck in, because you'll have plenty of days to relax and be non-productive in the future, especially if you don't have to actually worry so much about the day-to-day grind. If you were financially secure and it wasn't something that you had to worry about last thing at night and first thing in the morning, if you didn't have to worry about that, then certainly wake up and just go, what the hell will I do today? I'll just do a waste of a day. But if it's something that's on your mind all the time, I'm just saying the timing of a chill day might be a little bit off the timing of a long holiday. Most business people that you talk to, if you interview them and you ask them about their holidays, they will tell you that, you know, they didn't go for a holiday or family holiday for 5 years or 10 years or even longer, especially when they were building their business. Now, that shocks a lot of people, but they say that when you're working for yourself, you're willing to work longer hours and harder days for less money than if you're working for somebody else. And it's the same with you, and you are your product. You are your own self. You are your own employee, and you are your own employer, and you are technically self-employed on your own journey. I know you might have a boss, but really, in your path in life, I mean, you should treat it like your own business. You're basically like your own business. You need to get stuck in. Maybe don't worry so much about taking all this time off and all this Netflix. Chill out on the Netflix. Anyway, I think that's enough. If I keep going on, I might just start reiterating the same points and waffling on. So hopefully you've got the point. A chill day, ha ha ha. Just before I do sign out, I mean, I probably am biased because I'm not great at chilling out myself. I actually don't really like to chill out. I only really like to chill out when I feel I couldn't be productive. So it's not that unusual for me at 11 o'clock at night deciding that, okay, I'll actually now watch something, because I know my brain is literally shut off, and then 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock I've watched something, and then that's it, I'm ready to hit the hay. That's not that unusual for me. So I am somebody who's biased and giving you a biased advice about chilling out and about relaxing. I don't like to relax, maybe to a fault, but you know what, I don't want to change it, because it's been the secret of all my success thus far, and hopefully whatever success I'll have in the future has been based on that I'm not really good at relaxing, that I do get agitated. I have to be doing something, I have to be stuck. You know, when the best way to describe it is, you know, when you're doing something that you absolutely love and you're so focused on it that you forget to eat. You don't even want to break away from it to go to the bathroom. You're that focused on it. You're enjoying it so much that time just absolutely flies by. That's kind of the emotion and the energy that you want to be getting out of whatever it is that you're doing in life. That's when you know you're on the right path, because you're excited to wake up in the morning. You're excited to go to bed, and you can't wait to go to bed to wake up in the morning to get at it again. If you're not in that kind of frame of mind, then definitely have a look at what you're doing in life and revisit your goals. We're fast approaching the end of the year. It's a perfect time to evaluate your year, to evaluate the past decade. Feck it. Evaluate since the year 2000. So evaluate the last two decades. See where you're at. See where you want to go. Plan out your path and try to keep your motivation strong. Even that exercise alone will keep you focused on where you want to go and where you need to be and what you need to be doing on a daily and an hourly basis. So hopefully that's helped. Sorry if I'm a party pooper and I'm telling you not to relax or have a chill day. Hopefully you got my point, because that's not actually what I'm saying. I'll talk to you on Friday for the Friday Blitz. So don't forget to tune in then. Thank you for listening. I'd love to hear comments, reviews, suggestions. Share with anybody that you think might like the Success Sensei podcast. Thank you very much. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.